Hello, welcome to the second official episode of Lovers Separated by Time and Circumstance. I am your host, Neil McInerney, with my two esteemed co-hosts. We're at equal levels of hosting, I think.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I didn't want to come off too strong there, but...
Yeah, you didn't. You said co-host.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you guys please introduce yourselves?
This is Luke D'Andrea.
And I'm J.D. Kennedy.
And we've got... heated topic, as per usual today.
What else would we do on this show?
We only bring zingers to talk about every week, and this is definitely a zinger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm, absolutely.
In every sense of the word, I think. You could
define the word zinger with this topic.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to discuss this with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Who wants to spill the beans? Who wants to say what the topic
Walmart
is?
Walmart versus Target.
There we go. Cat's out the bag.
JD, to start off, I can't help but notice that you drew... both the Walmart and the Target logos on your sheet of paper.
I think this is important, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Wow.
Straight in there.
Let's dive right in.
To describe to the listeners, sorry, I'm very zealous about this topic, but I wanted to draw the symbols. I wanted to recall from memory what the symbols of either looked like so that I could assess their rememberability, if that's a word, in my noggin.
Okay. All right. What conclusions did you come to?
Target's way easier.
Well, I think that is understandable due to the word Target.
Yep.
Being a
I feel
a target.
Like you can't ignore that though. That's marketing right there.
You're not wrong. I think that's our first win of the day for Target over Walmart. Walmart's more of like it's kind of like a loading wheel, I'd say.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which I think represents how few cashiers they have. It's kind of...
I think that's exactly what they were thinking when they designed the logo. We're going to have minimal staff at this store.
They're all going to work 29 and a half hours each week.
Oh, straight in there. That's a that's a heavy one. I think... Now, also with the logos, the colors of the two stores...
Mm-hmm. It's a classic red versus blue.
Classic.
Mm, wow, I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah, yeah. You never do.
That's just all right.
Are you saying JD in particular never does, or people in general?
That's
never
how I
do?
Interpreted that. That it seemed as if it was a personal offense.
Well, it was. So
I believe that you seemed very personal when you said it.
Now that you just realized that, what would you say? That this realization doesn't
Walmart
change
up
anything
one.
For you?
Walmart plus one.
Really?
I think we...
You're a blue over red kind of guy?
I am personally, but I think aside from that, the entire country, I think by and large, is blue over red.
Well, here's my
the whole Cold War, I think that's swayed us forever.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What?
Wow.
Well, my thoughts on the whole blue versus red is that red is traditionally a color that's used for the walls of casinos and other like kind of places where owners want you to forget the passage of time, which I think definitely is something that happens at Target.
Oh,
you
kind
of you enter. There's certainly for the Targets in my area, there aren't any windows. You can't really see anything outside. So it's a lot like a casino in that you're gambling with very
it's like
much
a
your own money.
Casino.
Yeah. So yeah, there's some psychological aspect of the color red that like kind of makes you like not sleepy, I know, and like also just like kind of be more willing to spend money. I don't know how true that is, but I definitely read that in a book a long time ago.
I feel like people associate red with luxury.
And I think in this case.
Yeah.
Whereas Walmart would be like a blue collar type store.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a whole nother. It's a whole nother section of this discussion there is the let's not dive into that yet. I think we're still on the colors and the aesthetics of the two stores.
Yeah.
I think we should go big to small,
Yeah, that last one was it's a doozy. Walmart, Target's floors, I feel like. I'm going straight into the floors.
All right. That's very big.
Yeah, it
very
is absolutely
big store. You never think about how big that store floor is if nothing was in there. That'd be the craziest room ever. That'd be an airplane hangar.
It would be a very large room. Lots of space.
Airplane hangar.
Yeah.
Not as tall, but yeah. Pretty tall, actually.
Okay. Well, yeah. But I personally, at home, Been to a few Walmarts. And I feel like the floors are more of a like a new cement type deal. You know what I mean? Target's got the linoleum, very bright. But the Walmart, its floors are like, they're like a brown color. I don't know if you guys have experienced that.
No.
At Walmart?
Walmart's floors are white.
Oh, okay. Well,
marbled white.
Out on the West Coast, they're
brown?
Yeah.
It's a terrible floor color.
It's, they're like, you know, like those
dirt
garage floors that are like finished cement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That in brown?
Yeah. Kind of like a terracotta type deal.
Don't like that.
But I think it gives the store a whole different feel.
Wait, it's brown or brownish orange?
You said like terracotta. A brownish orange, like an in between a brown and that. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. You know, out here I have noticed that the Walmart floors are similar to Target's.
They're like white.
Yeah. So maybe it's a geographical thing, but
that's crazy. I can't believe the Walmart. This totally changes the whole image I have in my head of what I associate with Walmart every time.
Yeah, it's true. You know, maybe my vision of Walmart completely differs from people on the East Coast. Maybe it's not even all the West Coast. Maybe it's just in LA.
On a scale of 1 to 5 relative to other stores, how grimy do you think Walmart's floor is?
I wouldn't know because the brown hides the dirt.
No, exactly. So I'm saying how you perceive it with the brown color.
It's a nice finish on the floor, so I don't... Dirt isn't the first thing that comes to mind. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of like a glossy finish almost.
So 1 to 5.
But also matte, if that makes any sense.
No. Those are antonyms.
I don't know how they do it. So yeah, I mean, you know... Aesthetically...
I think we got to give it to Walmart if we're just going for make all around aesthetics.
Yeah, you know, Target's a little harsh.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
You know, it's
kind of like something that you sacrifice for the lower prices.
So
right, like the way like when you go to a Costco,
mm-hmm.
there's no like, well, that's different. Like it's everything's on like it's basically a warehouse floor.
Yeah,
yeah,
and everything's like very bare bones.
Very bare bones.
It's like the price tags are just like sheets of paper. White, like eight and a half by 11s.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Walmart is kind of in that general realm of not going all out to create like a good customer service experience, possibly just because they know that like the people who are shopping there don't really have a choice.
Hmm. Very interesting.
On a scale of Trader Joe's to Costco, I would rate Walmart on the Costco side and Target on the Trader Joe's side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They both have, like, a gimmick, I feel like. There's, like, in Target, there'll be, like, posters for Target with, like, a dog that has, like, a red Target in its eye.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, does Walmart even have an animal?
Well, what animal would they have?
A whale.
The pizza rat.
They wish they could get the pizza rat. He's very busy nowadays.
I mean, to get a meeting with him, I mean...
At least a whole pizza. At least.
I can't believe I hadn't even considered that he's obviously paid in pizza.
Well, money is nothing to him.
Where do you meet him? Where are his offices?
Alleys.
Oh, any alley?
Under your sink, maybe? I don't know. He really...
I mean, that's customer service right there. Just coming beneath your sink for you.
He's like a mobile office type situation going on.
Absolutely.
It's all on top of a slice of pizza. Like he carries it with him.
Please step into my pizza.
He's got like a pizza box. Like, yeah. The floor of pizza. Like,
he's got that little table in the middle of the pizza to keep the box from touching the pizza. That's his little desk.
He sits on a little hunk
of lips. His laptop is a box of pizza.
Very small one.
Very serious business with him.
Did you as a child ever make a fake computer out of a pizza box?
No.
I did.
That sounds very greasy.
Maybe it wasn't a pizza box. I made it out of some box. I feel like I wouldn't, like, young me wouldn't have liked the grease. It'd be too greasy for a keyboard.
I don't know if any age likes grease. You know how, like...
Oh, babies love grease.
You think babies like grease?
You've seen that video of the baby being covered in peanut butter?
Yeah.
It's totally fine with it. That's pretty greasy.
Like when he slaps his belly and he goes like, ah.
Ah.
Yeah. You like that? Ah. Yeah, that's a great one. Classic. I'm really going to go out on a limb here, but when you watch that video, do you kind of wish you were covered in peanut butter? Anyone?
Just me?
No, I feel it.
Just me? I mean, like, okay.
I wonder what that sensation is.
Remove the hassle of applying the peanut butter and removing the peanut butter. I think it would be nice. I really do.
Do you think it would totally ruin the experience to add jelly to the mix?
I think that'd be a whole different experience.
Less peanut butter. Yeah, okay. I guess maybe you see peanut butter by itself. Probably not the jelly, though. Jelly would be...
Jelly's slimy.
Yeah,
slimy.
I would not want to be covered in jelly.
Little kids love slime. I don't know. They love the
content. I like slime. Nickelodeon has made a profit on it for decades.
Exactly.
You know, I learned what that slime was made out of the other day?
Oh, that's just, yeah.
Blew my mind. It's completely edible, by the way.
Cornstarch?
Well, it has to be. It's getting in all these kids' mouths and things.
It's getting in David Chu's mouth.
That's true. Well, let's discuss that in a second. But it's, like, mainly oatmeal and, like, applesauce and other, like, just food items. Like, they found the perfect combo to make a slime. And I kind of want to eat it now.
It's probably like green eggs and ham, dude.
I don't. In what sense? Just because it's green?
It's a breakfast.
Because you would eat it anywhere?
It's green. Well, and I would eat it anywhere.
I mean, just imagine like a nice cup of slime. Just get the day started.
Applesauce and oatmeal sounds really good.
Don't talk to me until I've had my slime.
Oh, wow. Those shirts would sell out quick.
If you combined applesauce and oatmeal like they do in slime, would you drink it or eat it with a spoon?
Spoon. I mean, you eat both those things with a spoon. What? I mean, just think of the, like the, I don't even know what that math process is called, but.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I don't know why you would ever try and drink.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Not really a math guy.
Yeah.
So.
I think some people drink applesauce.
Do you know anyone that drinks applesauce?
No.
No?
I don't. Do you drink applesauce?
Is something you want to tell us, JD?
Sir.
Not a really big applesauce guy, to be honest.
What about with your pork chops?
Love it with the pork chop.
Yeah. What a strange combo. You guys ever have dinner when you were a kid and your parents made a pork chop and there's applesauce on the plate and you're just like, what is going on here?
Or like, what's the meat that goes with mint? Is that also? No, it's lamb.
Oh,
mint
yeah.
Jelly. Yeah, but I just feel like applesauce is just such a, like a curveball to a pork chop.
I feel like mint is a curveball to the lamb.
Exactly.
You think? I feel like mint is more of like an herb. Applesauce more of like a kid's meal.
Jelly isn't an herb.
Checkmate. All right.
Is applesauce just apple jelly?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
It's a different consistency.
What jelly have you had that is the consistency of applesauce?
I don't understand how to make jelly, and I don't understand how to make applesauce. I think I know how to make applesauce. You boil apples, and then you mash them up.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of water in there.
Probably. Sugar.
Some sugar, for sure.
Walmart versus Target.
Yeah, okay. Well, slightly distracted, but very important.
Totally forgot. That was the topic.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we should dive into the next category between the two.
I've got a lot of...
What do you have next? What do you have next?
All right, so I've got this list I've made up. It's not done yet. I haven't even answered all of it, but I want more categories.
So it's questions that you wanted to answer yourself?
So this is between Walmart and Target. There are things I want out of a store, and I list them, and then I'll give one of them a check.
Can we hear that list?
So number one is people watching.
Okay.
Walmart is clearly superior for people watching.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The people in there are much more entertaining.
There's like entire internet accounts, social medias based around the people of Walmart.
Huge, huge recent thing. Yodeling Kid.
Is that in Walmart?
Oh. That was in Walmart. That was in a Walmart.
Yeah.
He is huge now.
Yeah.
He released a real country song.
Yep.
At least 40 million plays on Spotify right now.
Yep.
I know.
I'll check on the playlist right now.
We live in an age of irony.
I mean, that just speaks to your point of people watching Walmart.
Yeah, that's true. We love that. Food, I haven't answered yet.
Okay, are we talking about the food that you can purchase there, or are we talking about their food courts?
So I wanted to leave it open. That's why I didn't answer it yet. I wanted to encompass like the things you can buy in the food aisles, and then also like they might have a Quiznos or like a Subway attached to it. And which one of those do you think is more?
Well,
like has like you see more often?
I mean,
or like a Starbucks.
I think Starbucks is usually Target.
Yeah.
Definitely right.
I've seen Dunkin' with Walmart, and it seems like Dunkin' and Walmart
go
together.
I've seen McDonald's in Walmarts.
What?
Yeah, they have those in L.A.
The one...
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think it's the one. There's the one in Phillipsburg. Actually, I don't think it has anything connected to it. Maybe no, the Dunkin. No, all right, I don't know anything. But the one by me that actually just closed in August.
Oh, for what reasons?
A Walmart. Like I think rent was too high because they're in the middle of a city. So that's right fair. Now, I'm actually about an hour or so from my nearest Walmart. Like an hour, really? 20 minutes. Yeah.
What? Where is your nearest Target?
Like somewhere upstate.
The nearest Target to you is
somewhere? No, sorry, nearest Walmart. Oh, excuse me. Oh, nearest Target was actually across the street from the Walmart.
See? But it's still
like
there.
Because our listeners don't really care about there. The area that we're
but it's still there.
Talking about.
Well, yeah, because they're because they're totally different clientele.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've ever, because it was like it was 15 or 20 minute drive for me to go up to either of those, but there was never a time, save for the time I was getting like a fridge for college, that I decided, I'm not sure if I'll go to Walmart or Target. Target had its place, and then Walmart had its place as like kind of like a last resort almost.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah, I completely agree there. Now, you know what I just realized is that we assumed right there that the Target makes more money because it's still there where the Walmart is.
I wouldn't
say that.
No, really? No, Walmart's a bigger company.
But that's what I'm saying is, I feel like that family that owns Walmart, right? What are their names?
The Waltons.
The Waltons? Yeah. Is there a Target family?
Mm-hmm.
Who are they? What's their name? Is it like Targaryen? Maybe?
I think it's like Dayton.
Are you joking? Sorry, are you serious?
I think it's Dayton. Yeah.
Really? You know who they are?
Yeah, I did a lot of research.
Oh, okay. Wow. I'm glad you're prepared. what is their net worth?
No idea. But I was just looking through like the ownership. So Target started in 1902.
Really?
It's a long time ago.
It's older than Walmart.
God, now I'm a little sad that I missed Target's 100th anniversary in 2002.
Oh my. Okay.
Anyone else? No? I just feel like that would have been a lot of fun.
Maybe you went and you just don't remember.
Maybe.
Anyway. I think it was originally called like
I got it.
Like
In 1902 originally founded as Goodfellow Dry Goods in June 1902, renamed Dayton's Dry Goods Company in 1903, the Dayton Company in 1910, and first Target store opened in 1962.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Yeah. So founded by George Dayton, who died in 1938.
But then the family continues to be CEOs, like.
I don't know.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of them. You know, the Waltons are huge.
Well, yeah.
Topics in the news. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you never really hear about, like, the Target Dayton's. Workers being screwed.
Well, So I was wondering about the ethicality, which is also, it's on my list.
Mm.
There's ethics / guilt of going to either place.
Mm-hmm.
I was brought up that we shouldn't we should never go to Walmart unless we have to.
Yep.
Same. Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's like
have you ever seen their union videos?
F's people over and stuff.
The videos that they show their workers to discourage unionizing.
Oh, I had to watch those videos.
God. Yeah.
I went over to, I worked at Dick's Sporting Goods and I had to watch like you shouldn't join a union videos.
Is that surreal?
It's 45 minutes long.
I can't even imagine.
That's unreal.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Anyway. Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. But I mean just Walmart ethically, I feel like most people have in their minds it's not the best.
And I think in 2013 or something like that, Target was like voted one of the most like ethical companies.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Even if they tattoo that Target on that dog's face?
You know, I think the people at the Bureau of deciding that out.
Oh, is that what it's called?
That's very, very professional.
Yeah.
She must have overlooked something for the animal cruelty.
It's the BDTO.
BBTO.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, they just missed it. Big miss. Yeah, unfortunate. Poor dog.
Can we think of an animal that Walmart has?
Pizza Hut.
I
mean, like if Walmart had an animal, it would definitely be a cat.
The symbol I've drawn for Walmart as the thing I'm trying to remember is the.
They have the.
It's six little. Like dashes in a circle.
Oh my god. Okay, so that is a throwback.
So the old Walmart had a star in between Wal and Mart, and what Neil's pulling up right now is a smiley face.
Yeah, it's the old logo.
It's the yeehaw. Oh, it's the yeehaw emoji. That's
holy.
That is that real?
Oh, that's terrible.
Sparky?
Sparky. It's so.
Wow. Our listeners, I wish you guys at could home, see this. Yeah.
Just look up Walmart mascot. It is the Walmart logo in human form. Like it's so. It's,
oh my god, it's terrible.
It's like that. In The Fly, if a human and the Walmart logo went into the machine at the same time, and then on the other end came out, and it's
wow, well, I would watch that good. Movie.
That would have been a much more entertaining movie.
Much scarier. You know,
the fly was terrible.
That yeehaw emoji is what I call the cowboy hat. You know, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's literally the emoji.
It's literally the emoji.
I remember seeing that as a child.
A little more 3D.
Yeah, and it seems like it had a kind of a mind of its own in the commercials that I'm remembering from a long time ago. Kind of a bit of a wild streak.
They couldn't keep it reined in.
Mm.
It's a wild soul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, I completely forgot about that.
The thing I thought was interesting was the second Walmart logo. The first one is just Walmart in like the most plain light blue letters you can imagine.
Yeah. Second, I feel like it's a good, I think it's a good font. I think it's more appealing than the Target font.
It used to be a different font.
Well, here's another thing I just realized is now that you brought that up, I remember Walmart's aesthetics changing like on their sign.
2008.
But I feel like Target is.
Is when they changed.
Been the same.
Yeah.
Have you noticed any changes in Target?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No. Yeah. Target's always been. They didn't have that dog.
Well,
I feel like the dog's been around for a while.
I feel like the dog hasn't been around since I was like a really little kid, though.
I feel like he's been around when I was
little. Really? You think it's like Spot the Target dog?
Yeah.
Target the Target dog? Is his name Target? His
name not Target.
Target's a great name for a dog.
It's gotta be Spot.
I think Spot? It's gotta be Spot.
If it's not, I'm gonna be upset, but.
No, his name is. Okay. His used to be named Spot, now is named Bullseye.
Bullseye's better.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm.
Damn.
2004, I think.
Is he still alive? Please don't look that up if he's dead. Why
would you ask that?
Because I just learned the other day that the Bush's baked beans dog is dead. Yeah. Yeah, that really threw me for a loop. Yeah.
Bullseye was alive in 2015.
Oh, good. Very good. That's recent. Wait, but that might make his death even more painful. Watch him have died like last month. Oh my god.
Yesterday.
Okay, was alive in December 2016.
He died right before he said that.
But what if it's like Doctor Who where they just kind of keep respawning?
Okay, well, that's the other thing about the Bush's baked bean dog I learned. Is his name's Duke, by the way.
Yeah.
Why do you call him the baked beans dog?
Because he's for Bush's baked beans. He's the dog. You know, the talking golden retriever. Very golden. Like almost brown. The original Bush's baked beans dog. Why don't I keep calling it that? It's hard to say. He died recently, which is upsetting. But he wasn't the only dog. They had multiple dogs over the past decade.
They were just faking us out?
I don't know if I'll ever buy those beans again.
It's like Full House.
Oh, yeah. How dare they? Try to pull a fast one on me. See if I ever watch that show again. Jeez. Unbelievable.
I was never a Full House guy.
Really?
Yeah. I watched it.
Just the song was enough to get me in there.
Mm.
Great song.
Wow. All
right. Luke, please tell us.
Oh, okay. So let's pull out some of my hot takes here.
Okay.
These are pretty, well, I hope, hopefully they're not that hot. I hope people agree with me.
I hope they're
not. So I don't know if this is the same for you guys, but I feel like grandfathers everywhere, maybe I'll just limit it to like white grandfathers. Really don't like Walmart. This is from my experience. I feel like they all somehow got this book for Christmas at some point. You know, my grandpa read a book at some point, and immediately, I mean, just every family dinner we had, every Christmas, like, did you buy that at Walmart? Like, no, grandpa, we didn't buy it at Walmart. Book,
like Freakonomics just, or something? Or like?
It was just some book that just described how bad Walmart was. And
that's what the whole book was about?
Yeah, I think the whole book was about, like,
oh, wow.
Walmart's malpractices in the business.
Communist Manifesto?
That was the one.
By, like, the guy with the beard, right?
Yeah, what was his name?
Carlos?
Carlos Martinez, maybe?
Yeah.
I think that was him. Yeah, that's the one. But, yeah, it's just, I don't know what book it was. I'm kind of interested. I kind of want to ask him for it.
I feel like,
but he was just so heated about Walmart for so many years. Anytime it came up on TV commercial, change it. You know, but yeah, I don't. You guys have a similar experience, or?
Well, also I just love out of that scenario. Like, of course, the grandpa has the ultimate control over the TV.
Absolutely. Well,
away, like away with that channel. I will not have it in my house.
But yeah, it was for a while there.
Sounds like it's a ghost. Away with it.
Be gone, Walmart. Speaking of be gone,
maybe that should be their logo.
That Facebook page for Hurricane.
Oh my!
Wow,
there's a lot. There's so many good ones.
So many good ones.
My favorite is definitely write an anonymous op-ed to undermine Florence.
That's a great one.
Yeah,
shooting guns to scare it away. That was a good one.
Might get scared.
There's definitely like a left-right divide with that, where everybody conservative was liking shoot guns to scare away Florence, where everybody liberal was turn on our fans to blow away Florence.
Yeah. No, you're definitely right. Very interesting to see that divide in our memes nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Very prevalent.
So, anyway, yeah, I guess I have not had a similar grandpa-related experience. Hmm. He didn't seem to have any strong thoughts on Walmart.
Yeah, I mean, it was just such a big part of my upbringing. Was his hatred for Walmart.
Oh, my mother hates it.
Okay, so maybe it wasn't, doesn't have to be grandfathers, but it's got to be some family member.
They just hated it.
Like, yeah.
My dad's ambivalent, but my mother would put the marriage in jeopardy every time he went to Walmart. That being said, it was a green card marriage, but still. Really playing with fire there.
Hey, sometimes you got to get those deals.
Deals.
The green card or the deals?
Well,
or like the Walmart deals.
Rollback prices, baby.
Again, you're going to have to be more clear.
Got to save that money.
SeaWorld. Anyway.
Me, SeaWorld.
SeaWorld, fish, ocean, jump, China.
Sorry, that's a little... It's an office reference.
When someone says SeaWorld, you don't know if they're saying that they want to see the world
or
if they want to go to SeaWorld.
Oh, I remember that. Oh, that's because that's from the episode where Kevin stops saying
full sentences. Why do you need all the words?
Yeah.
It saves all the time.
Why use many word when few do trick?
Me SeaWorld. What does that mean, Kevin? good stuff. But so you guys also have family members that are. But what are their reasons? What did they learn? Do you know what?
Yeah, my mom was just like she probably saw some documentary or something or heard something and it was like, never, we're never going to do it. And then with age, I feel like she just like lost her fire about it.
So she goes to Walmart now?
Like she doesn't really care if I go to Walmart and like she'll go sometimes, but like rarely.
Interesting.
My mom read an article about Kmart, which is not the same thing, let's be clear.
Very different.
And about how an employee was working a night shift and got locked there overnight. So like they couldn't leave overnight. And my mom thought that wasn't right, so she stopped going to Kmart and Walmart.
You know what? Walmart, too.
Yeah. Well, I guess, like, there's kind of an understanding that if Kmart's doing that, then Walmart's got to be doing something worse.
They got to be doing something worse.
Yeah.
I love that.
Because of that one incident, your mother
I very vividly remember her telling me that. Yeah. Because she used to go to Kmart a lot when I was really young, and then she stopped going entirely because one employee had to, like, fall asleep on, like, a display bed once.
Oh.
That's incredible.
Yeah. All right. I got some thoughts.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear them.
I think that Target is paying people to create pro-Target memes, and I think Walmart has an irreparable image on social media.
I don't think memes could save them. You're right.
And I think there's a really big significance to the presence of Target memes. Mm-hmm. Like, people, because Target is ridiculous. Like,
it's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
It's incredible.
Like, pretending that Target is fancy
it's fantastic.
But, like, in comparison to Walmart, it's fancy.
It feels fancy.
Yeah. Because you can't, like...
The premise was a man came up with a business strategy for an upscale discount store.
Ooh.
And that is what Target is. They went from being
the Dalton company to Target at the same time as one of their head employees came up with that business principle.
Mm. Wow. But yeah, like you can't really make Walmart into something more fancy, right? It's just Walmart.
I mean, like if you have a smiley face with a cowboy hat on it, your ceiling is set.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not gonna, you can't change your image that much.
I mean, the thing is, like, that I would like to point out is that, like, other companies have, like, real logos that, like, they got a graphic designer to do. Whereas, like, I think there's, like, Grandpa Walt and was like, let's take this emoticon and put a cowboy hat on it. Like, that was the end. Like, you know?
That's it. People like cowboys. People like smiley faces.
It was a happy cowboy story.
Okay, no los dos.
It has its origins in the South.
Is it really?
It's from Arkansas.
Not surprised.
What, Walmart?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Not surprised.
Yeah, not in the slightest.
Name three things in Arkansas.
Mike Huckabee.
Walmart.
Okay. Well, it's true.
Little Rock.
Oh,
okay. One Little Rock.
One tiny rock.
I'm sure there's a lot of big rocks there.
But we don't really care about those, do we?
Snakes. There's snakes there.
You know what I...
Snake skin belts.
Speaking of snakes, it's a little off topic. I've never seen a snake
what?
In the wild. Besides, like, a...
Pirate. Are you serious?
I've never seen a snake in the wild.
Really? Yeah, okay,
are
there
we go.
Are you
serious?
Yeah, I've never just, like, happened upon a snake.
I was a Boy Scout for a few years.
I've seen so many snakes.
Yeah, I mean, I've
seen an uncountable amount of snakes. Just
I've
a
never
lot.
Just, like, encountered a snake until last night. Yeah.
Wow.
I was rattled, by the way.
Whoa!
Oh! Yeah. Oh, wow. We have an air horn sound? Oh, thank you. Wow, that was really... Oh, God damn it.
I'm definitely going to put an air horn.
Yeah, so I was walking up from Simon's last night, late night. 11:30, 12. Not super late night, a little bit late night. But, you know, yeah, it begs the question, what time do snakes go to bed? You know? I don't know.
Oh.
Do they sleep? They might not.
Yes, of course they sleep.
I got a lot of questions about snakes. Do you know that for a fact?
Yes.
Okay.
You ever seen one sleeping?
They have burrows.
You ever seen it sleeping?
No, I've never watched. They're in burrows.
You don't know what they're doing down there?
They're sleeping.
You don't know that. You never seen it.
I go to bed and I don't sleep in there.
You guys ever watched Animal Planet? wait a second.
Sometimes I go to bed without the intention of sleeping. I sleep anyway.
I don't sleep in there.
you just said you go to bed and you don't sleep.
Okay, but who knows what's down there? Maybe they're having dinner.
Yeah, I think they do have dinner down there too.
Maybe they're making sweet love.
They're definitely doing that. No.
Are snakes capable of love?
They don't do that in the burrow.
Next week. 60 minutes. I'm Tom Brokaw. I would watch that in a heartbeat.
Snake Tinder?
Slender. Slender.
Oh my God. Slither?
Slither.
Wow. That was unnecessary.
You,
I hated that.
You swipe right.
Oh no. You guys ever seen that picture of, like, how does a snake hold a knife?
Snake holding a knife, yeah.
Do they hold it in between their teeth, or do they
wrap it around
the back?
Wrap it around. Definitely wrap it around.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Lots of thoughts on that one, too. Won't get into those, though.
Next week.
Snakes are the best at wrapping around.
We have a snake podcast next
week? Of all things.
Yeah, why not?
All right, let's do it. Okay.
The slitheriest.
Where were we? What were we talking about?
I was talking about the Target. I don't know how we got to snakes, but...
How would your perception of Target be changed if a snake came out of, like, one of the, like, out of the aisle?
Out of the center of the...
The hole. Every time you open the door.
If the Chamber of Secrets is anywhere, it is in Target.
Yeah, I guess yeah.
Okay. Would you agree?
I don't have evidence in the contrary.
Well, I've never...
If you go to the Department School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, and there's a two-part campus, it's a Walmart next to a Target. Where's the Chamber of Secrets?
Well, the Chamber of Secrets in the book.
That's a lot.
Believe me if I'm correct here. I haven't read the books, but it's in the bathroom near the toilets.
Yes.
So that
in the
girls'
bathroom.
Believe it's near Walmart.
On the first floor.
Right.
See, I remember it being a very disgusting bathroom, so I think
so
that
it's gotta be Walmart.
Yeah.
But you know what? There's something about. Oh yeah, you're right. It probably is in Walmart.
Chamber of Secrets.
I
don't want you to find it.
Side note. Sorry. Went to a Target bathroom last week. The highest of quality.
I don't think I've ever been in one of those.
You know, actually, I almost went to Target today.
Wow.
I walked all the way down to the farthest parking lot that this campus has. Got to the car.
And you didn't go to Target?
And the car was dead.
What, do you have your car?
Your car died?
My car. No, my car didn't die. Marcello's car died. But
why don't you just drive your car? Isn't it also in that parking lot? Didn't bring my keys.
Did not bring my keys. It was 20 feet away.
Should have Ubered.
Unbelievable.
Back up the hill just to get your keys.
I was not going to do that.
That's fair.
Anyway, I was really excited to go to Target today so that I could do some like firsthand research, fresh in my mind, bring it to you guys.
Yeah, what would you have looked for?
I was going to get Tide Pods.
Well, I meant, okay.
You never really look for something at Target, but what's at Target finds you.
You're totally right. And, you know, here's another one of my thoughts.
Kind of your whole act of going to Target is just finding the Target, like, and that's, and then
that's
the
whole
like,
other thing is that some people, and this is, I don't know if this is true for your hometowns, go to Target just to be seen. No? Anyone?
Not.
There's a lot of Twitter Target memes in my hometown, local Twitter Target memes, okay, of saying like people won't go to Target just because they don't want to see half their high school class.
They're all like hanging out at Target?
But no, but that's not because they're hanging out. It's because people go to Target. You're just going to run into like someone you see. You know what I mean?
I run into people from school at Target here.
That's what I'm saying.
Guys, I have a tweet for this exact moment.
Oh, my God.
Perfect.
Luke, would you like to read it out for me?
Yeah, I'd love to. Okay. It's from Mikey at Crunked Robot. It says, haunted house idea, a poorly lit Walmart littered with people you haven't seen since high school. Horrifying.
That's probably the worst thing I've ever heard. Is it damp in there? I bet it's damp.
But is seeing them in a Target better? I would say it is.
I would say it is, but I still don't want to see them.
I would rather see them in a Walmart.
Okay, I was
just like to lean into the whole experience.
I'll tell you why. Then they're not better than me. They're at Walmart with me. We're all here together.
But then wouldn't you rather see them at Target? So at least there's a shot. You're pretty fancy.
No, but then they are too.
But they might be trying.
There is no winning.
They'll know where they are.
No,
they don't know where you
ever feel like you don't belong at Target, like it's a little bit too nice for you. Like,
I have never. No, felt, I hope you haven't.
Is
felt that way.
Is that white privilege that I've never felt that?
I think it is.
We found it, boys.
There it is. It's the problem solved.
What am I doing? Feeling intimidated by my Target?
Well, I have this.
That sounds like a you problem.
Speaking of this,
I only go to Target when I haven't showered. I think.
Oh my God! I have another. This is literally the next picture in my album. JD, would you like to read it out for me?
I would. Walmart. Because going to Target requires a shower.
Incredible. Wow.
Then there is a picture of a man checking out at Walmart, and it says, while you were reading this, comma, I farted.
Yes, this is the back of his t-shirt.
Classy.
And I think it's really important that this is on the back of his t-shirt.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because
the first directed at the person reading.
Yeah, you're right. Straight in the firing zone.
Yeah.
I mean, while you're reading that, you take a big sniff right after just to see if he's lying.
If you're reading this, it's too late.
He probably was.
I want to talk about that tweet. And I think they're totally right. Target feels like you should shower, but I don't. Don't shower, and I go to Target anyway.
Well, here's the thing is I think I like going to Target trying to look my best while looking my worst. I will never wear.
This is tied to you seeing people
I will
in high school.
Never wear real pants to Target. Never. I think it is tied to seeing people from my hometown.
Mm.
I want to look my best while trying to not look like I was trying to look good. You know what I mean? Exactly. I'll put on my nicest athletic clothes, even though I rarely work out. I will shower. I have to shower. Just because I'm going to be seen.
Guys, I think we should just shower every day. Like, is that.
If I'm going to spend my day like going to like a place like Target, I'm not going to shower.
Well, okay. It's debatable.
But no one's going to judge me there.
See, I have one quote written down. This is in my notes. It says, Target, because I want some shaving cream and to catch up with my third grade teacher. You just see the most random people there. I mean, like, maybe it's not you guys. Maybe it's just, like,
I don't have a
my hometown and where I live.
I still don't have a Target.
But it's just such a,
I never watched Target as a kid.
Trap for people that you know from your hometown. Because everyone goes to Target. You know?
Neil, what would you say the store equivalent of that is for you in your hometown?
Stu Leonard's.
Really?
It's a regional.
You don't know what Stu Leonard's is?
There's no, like, six of them. There's
I didn't find that out until recently.
Really?
I didn't know that Stu Leonard's wasn't like a huge chain. Like, cause they seem like a wealthy company.
Yeah. So there's like four in Connecticut, one on Long Island, and one in Yonkers. It's kind of like a Wegmans-y. It's a nice grocery store.
It's a grocery store.
It's really nice though.
But the setup, at least the one in Yonkers, is it's like a maze. Like, there's no aisles.
It's a total maze.
It's a maze. Like, you.
What,
like,
do you mean? There's no aisles.
You just kind of go in, and
it's actually,
all the
what
sections.
It is, it's a labyrinth, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Like it actually just goes inwards the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get out?
You have to go back the other way, I think.
No, you don't.
Really?
You go onto the, when you enter the store, you enter and you see the cash registers, but you go to the left, and then you enter the labyrinth. Then you,
yeah,
like, you
yeah,
can't
yeah.
just go for
you're
a
right,
quick
right,
shopping
you're right,
trip.
You're right.
When do you pass the demon?
Seeing He's this? With you the whole time.
Oh, okay.
The demon?
Well, all labyrinths have to have a demon.
Oh, I think the demon at the Yonkers one is...
Oh, actually, I know what the demons are.
The demon at the Yonkers one is an animatronic banana.
Yes, exactly.
Sponsored by the Chiquita Company.
No.
And every child who passes it presses the button, and the banana sings a song about Chiquita bananas.
Yeah, that's it. That's the demon.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what the demon is at the one near me in Connecticut. There are a lot of animatronic things there.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
There's probably, I would say, 15 or more animatronic.
Why? Why do people make those?
I think it's like...
As a child, I love them.
It might be the first, like the originals. The original.
It was a button that I could press. I was
true.
A simple child.
I love pressing buttons.
I was always
I'm
terrified
a big
of
button presser.
I'll tell you why I was
Huge
terrified
button
of
presser.
Big button guy.
Big button guy.
Huge button guy. Huge guy for huge buttons.
They were big buttons. That's really all the animatronic.
Their
so
buttons
tempting.
Are always better, bigger.
Like
bigger
a,
is better for buttons.
Like a misconnection post.
Nice
man looking for some buttons.
Sounds like a Craigslist like one like a
yeah.
dating ad.
Missing misconnection.
Middle-aged man seeking buttons.
Wow. A lot
anyway, tell us about the animatronic machines at
all right, so
Stu's.
The first one you encounter is a cow. That is the size of a person, and it sings.
Is it
sure.
the size of a person, or is it the size of a cow?
Maybe a cow on hind legs.
What did you say?
I don't know. It might be on
it's
all fours.
Standing on its hind legs.
Oh no!
I hate animals.
I think
that
I think there is a cow that stands on its hind legs, but it's the
guy.
Little one. There's a little cow
what?
That stands on.
You must
hind
not be
legs.
A big raccoon guy.
Have you seen their hands?
Raccoons are pretty little, though.
I hate. Do not do that. Do not wave your fingers around. They are. Horrible little demon creatures.
One of my friends from home is really insulted by the mention of raccoon hands because I told her she had raccoon hands one time.
Why would you say that? Why is she? Is she still your friend? Does she still talk to you?
She's one of my best friends. She's got raccoon hands.
She still talks to you?
Yeah.
Wow.
She
must really like you.
Hands.
That I don't. What does that mean? Well, I know what it means, but
you know exactly what it means.
There's just like little mitts that I don't want touching things. You know what I mean? Like they shouldn't be touching things.
I think my sister's got
and they touch everything. They touch everything.
Like,
it's like they know that their hands shouldn't be touching things.
People who use their two forefingers and their thumbs and pick at things, I think, are raccoon people. Like this. Like,
who does that?
Lots of people.
Opening hard candies?
Are people who just like peeled something off themselves and want to like get it on the table instead? Yeah.
Okay.
Those are raccoon people.
Dumb well, I think we just uncovered a pretty big government conspiracy. What happened to the raccoon people?
It's like the mole people, but smellier.
Much worse. Ugh. I can't name a
You're
worse
not a big
people.
Mole guy?
Are you a big mole guy?
I don't know.
Huge
Wait,
mole
don't
guy.
Moles have also weird hands? Also have weird hands?
Yeah, they got,
oh, they got
long
they got
ass
big diggers.
Big diggers. I don't even know
they've
what
got,
what are they digging
they've got,
through,
they've
huh?
They've got straight
the ground.
Claws, and then they've got big mitts.
Yeah, I think they are.
They got mitts,
I think they
dude.
Are digging through
and
the
they're
ground.
Blind.
But
a lot of them are blind. Did
I wish
you
I was
know?
Blind. So I wish I was blind, so I'd have to look at them. Ugh. Ew. Yeah,
they got big diggers. They look like diggers.
Get those out of here.
If the audience, if you want an interactive experience, you could look up what Neil just looked up, which was a baby mole.
Mole hands.
Mole hands.
Mole hands.
Moles.
Mole hands have small hands.
Ew, mole hands. Disgusting.
Wow. I'm glad we got from Tarjay to mole hands.
I don't know how we got there, but it's been a ride.
It's a pressing topic.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring up this quote. It's like another tweet I saw once. Boys, if you want to find a woman flirt with her at Target, she's already there getting things she doesn't need.
Damn.
Wow.
Do people go to Walmart for fun?
No.
Nope.
Oh,
hate going to Walmart.
No, wait.
I hate
it. Sometime, have you guys ever gone to Walmart just to people watch? That's fun.
I've gone to Walmart at like 3 a.m.
I've accompanied my sister to Walmart.
Why have you done that?
Because a couple of my friends do it occasionally.
For fun?
Yeah.
Is it fun?
The parking lot of Walmart at 3 a.m. seems like the worst possible
place. Oh, yeah, my friend saw a robbery there.
Oh, I was just about to say, I once saw people tailgating in a Walmart parking lot.
What the fuck?
I'm serious.
I'll keep it clean.
It was right over here at this Walmart. I don't even know.
These Nazareth?
So maybe. I don't know.
The one by the Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, it was. They just had the truck bed open, just drinking some beers. I'm not even lying.
That's incredible. I was thinking, like, when you said tailgate, I kind of, like, went overboard in my imagination,
honest. It might have been. But, I mean, what more could you ask for, you know? Walmart and some beers, some cold ones with the boys.
I think one of those things I would easily take out.
The cold ones? You like your beers warm?
Hot, piping hot Walmart parking lot beers. They're hot because they've been heated on the ground
American
of the Walmart parking lot.
Mm.
You didn't wipe it off before you opened up the can and took a sip. Because that's the kind of day you're doing.
I'm actually still interested.
Tailgating.
I never want to have that kind of day.
Might be kind of fun.
It's a choice.
Just really live in squalor
for a
day.
It's a lifestyle, really.
You know? Really get down there for a day.
I feel like I had a really eye-opening experience one time when I went to an Eagles game tailgate in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
That place is crazy.
What, an Eagles game?
Eagles game tailgate.
Yeah.
And they've got this giant parking lot, obviously, for the big stadium.
That's
and
where people tailgate,
these people.
Yeah. Drink beers?
Everyone there is, like, kind of hoping that someone will throw them a beer so they'll shotgun it with them. Like, that's kind of like the vibe.
I feel like that's just...
And I was there with Matt McDermott, and he did exactly that. He had a backpack full of beers, and he would throw them at people and then say shotgun, and then they would shotgun together.
No one
turned him down. He would throw it at a middle-aged woman. She would do it. It was like watching Santa go around to like, but like with natty lights.
This might be a hot take, but I feel like you could do that same thing in a Walmart parking lot. And at least 50%
you know
of the people.
I've got to ask a question though. What else is in that complex?
Walmart's?
Is there a Panera Bread? Because I don't think that's
no.
That's not.
Why would a Panera Bread?
There is a Panera in that complex.
In my complex at home, it's Walmart, Panera Bread.
Mm-hmm. There is a Panera there.
Is this like exclusively for the people watchers at Walmart? The Panera? I don't see any overlap.
There's a Staples next to it too. Staples is fine.
How is Staples still in business?
Every back to school season, they are jammed.
That holds them over for the whole year with that kind of space. The rent on that must be, how many print, sell a printer a day, maybe two reams of paper? No, I don't buy it.
I went to Staples.
I don't buy it.
Every time I go to Staples, it's always, there's never something I want. It's never what I actually want.
What do you want? Why would you?
I hate Staples.
I like Staples.
Horrible place. I hate it.
Well, actually, I've got my planner from Staples, like my most recent planner I acquired, but it took me probably an hour and a half to find it because.
Such a big store.
All of the planners they were selling started in January 2019.
And you needed. Oh, I see.
I was just starting the school year. There was one school year planner for the school year schedule, and there was one that was blank.
It's very silly.
And I got the blank one because I wanted that, because I can just, I don't need to do every day. I want just like things and notes. But like.
Ridiculous.
I feel like Staples is just so obsolete in so many ways.
Yeah, I'd agree. I would agree.
All right, so I've got some more things for between Walmart and Target. So the categories I laid out were people watching food, clothing, prices, comfort, ethics, like guilt.
Yeah.
I haven't assigned food yet. Right now, Target has 3 checks. Walmart has 2. This is out of 6.
I mean, Walmart's not going to win the food, so.
You don't think so?
No. Do you?
What do they got in Target?
They got the food.
I've seen
court.
Starbucks. That's not great food for me. I love Starbucks, but.
I mean, they got their food
pitch
court.
Me some food.
I just feel like I've never been to Target's food court, but I just feel like it's better than Walmart's.
What do they got? I need evidence.
They got pizza, hot dogs, Icy's.
Do they actually?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's
both
selling?
Targets I've been to have Pizza Hut Expresses.
What? That sounds amazing.
Does it? Do you like Pizza Hut?
I like Pizza Hut more than like some other places.
Pizza
like
Hut
Papa
is
Jones.
Far too. Papa Jones?
I hate Papa Jones.
I'm not opposed.
I hate Papa John's.
But do you hate Papa John?
Do you remember that time?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I hate Papa John's.
What does that say?
This is too good for them not to see. Looks exactly like him.
We can't be doing such funny visuals in here.
I'm really sorry.
It's okay.
And a nail.
We're gonna have to like.
It was a Papa John's box.
The thumbnail.
Okay.
It was a Papa John's box with some graffiti on with Sharpie on it to make it look like it was Elton John, and then they wrote Elton John over Papa, and it was really funny. It was really good.
You guys ever seen that picture of Papa John? Absolutely blacked out at a football game with two like 14-year-olds.
Yeah,
like, I think so.
It's incredible. You should check that out if you haven't seen it.
You guys know that Papa John like made like a weird cult town in Florida, right?
What?
So
what?
I like to vacation in Naples, Florida.
Have you been there?
Very close to that town is a town called Ave Maria, which is an all Catholic town.
Sounds illegal. I'm interested.
How does that even work?
I don't know. Papa John created that entire town.
Is,
he built everything.
Is he Catholic?
Yes, very Catholic.
Continue.
Or maybe it's the Domino's guy. I don't remember. Pretty sure it's Papa John, but search Ave Maria. Anyway, it's like I had an Uber driver in the area one time, and
was it Papa John?
It was not Papa John. I don't think he needs to do Uber.
He might now.
Yeah, what happened?
That's Domino's.
Yeah,
Domino's.
Isn't Papa John Jewish? His name like John Schneider.
Schnatter. I don't think he's Jewish though. I think he's like some sort of evangelical.
Ugh, I knew he was. Sorry, I don't want to. Ugh, but yeah, I kind of want to. Anyway, so Domino's created this crazy town, and they were trying to recruit kids from local high schools to come and join their like high school that they were just starting.
What do they recruit them with? Free pizza every day? Because I would go to that.
I mean, there'd definitely be pizza, obviously, at that high school.
I would go.
But it was like, I think, like, not a lot of people were going. And it, like, cost money.
To build a town? Yeah, it's not surprising.
No. To go to the high school.
Oh.
I think.
Very interesting.
And it was really Catholic and, like, really creepy. And, like, no one really lived in the town.
Yeah. Well, why are we talking about Papa John again?
Target.
Because you said you like
Pizza Hut
Pizza
Hut
more
okay.
than some things, which
I mean, like,
is not a high bar, but okay.
Unless there's like a
pizza's not very good.
I mean, unless there's like some gourmet restaurant at Walmart,
Domino's.
I don't. They're just not going to win in food. I mean, I'd rather go to Target for food.
Domino's or Pizza Hut.
Domino's.
Domino's, dude. Pizza Hut is so sweet. The marinara sauce is like half.
I know.
Sugar.
I don't like that. Yeah. Ugh.
You can get a large 3-topping carryout from Domino's for $8.
Are you serious?
Did you just recite a commercial?
What are we doing here?
I walk there every weekend.
Where's there a Domino's?
What?
Can we go after
Domino's?
This?
By the bus stop. By the bus terminal downtown.
There's a Domino's down there.
It's far.
You guys want to order Domino's to the studio right now?
What? I walk there.
Take those stairs with that pizza in your hand.
Listeners, do you want some pizza?
Because I'm on the Fam of the Fishers now.
Oh.
Same
though.
So
which Fishers are you in?
All right.
He's in West, I'm in East.
No, you're in East.
I'm in West.
I think we know where we live better than you do.
Yep.
Okay, Target, Walmart.
I mean, I think we've
South,
discussed it
East
enough.
West.
I think we can all come to a final decision here. And I don't really think anyone's mind was swayed during this conversation.
I don't know. I didn't go in with as firm things as you guys did. I never went to Target as a kid. My second time going to Target was the last week of senior year of high school.
Okay.
Third time I went to Target was freshman year with Neil on the bus.
All right, so wait, was that where we went to the Halloween store after?
That was not the first time, but
yeah,
it was
the second
time. Anyway.
Wow, so the finals
I went to, I went to Walmart a million more times than I went to Target.
Which is crazy.
But I didn't go that much.
The opposite for me.
And I didn't
like
Target
opposite
so many
for me,
times.
Yeah.
I don't I'm not wild about Target. I'm really not wild about.
Why are you like not wild about Target? What do you not like about Target?
It's too curated for me, to be honest.
What does that mean?
There's too many posters, what? Big posters on the walls of like kids in red landscapes and white what? Dogs and
what,
things.
What is?
Say that sentence again one more time. Let's just revel in it.
Say it again.
Why do you not like Target, JD?
He doesn't like big posters with kids in red landscapes.
What do you think Target is, JD? You think it's like a clown house?
It's pretty weird, like, to be honest. It's too red.
When he goes there, it's a clown house.
Oh, right. Huge.
What? Wow. I don't like
get
this.
Get out of here. Get out of
You're teaming up against me.
As we should, dude. That was a ridiculous sense.
Oh, I didn't even bring it. I have some very
relevant information. It's an art gallery, by the way.
It's why are you looking at the posters, JD? You should be looking at the products.
Hey, shut up. I got real information. All right. I polled 25 people today.
What?
Walmart or Target.
No, you just forgot that?
Yeah, I forgot about it.
You asked 25 people Walmart or Target and you forgot? Yeah, obviously Target. Those results are not surprising.
Yeah.
Target, 19 votes. Walmart, 6 votes.
I wish you could see who voted for Walmart so I could go beat them up.
They've already been through so much. It's probably not worth it.
You know what? They're probably already pretty down in the dumps. So,
I surveyed some other people as well. Not part of that. I don't think I wrote all of these down. I had 2 for Walmart and 4 for Target.
Also not surprising.
That's 5 for Target. Target, Target, Target. One person was split. Couldn't decide.
Why couldn't they decide, you ask?
Enigma.
You want me to read the whole explanation?
Yeah,
sure. Let's hear it.
All right. He says, personally, I believe Target is a little higher quality, a little more appealing in terms of appearance and persona, and just has a more welcoming vibe.
Absolutely.
However, it's also a little bit pricier. And although maybe a little bit shittier, I'd go to Walmart if it was upstanding.
Then okay, again, so clearly your friend has a tenuous grasp on the English language.
I don't know what upstanding means in this context.
Which is probably why he even considers Walmart. So, yep. You know.
Anyway. Then again, it also depends on the time of day. After 6:30, Walmart gets twice as uncomfy as normal. So I don't like the word uncomfy for starters.
You know what? I completely agree with this guy or girl. I don't know what they are. But Target is definitely a late night store.
Walmart's like open 24 hours though. I'm not familiar with any 24 hour Targets.
Yeah, but when would you need to go?
I don't
want
to go to Target past the hours of
6. But 6?
It starts to get dark out.
What are you, 80 years old?
Why are you so afraid of Target?
No, I said Walmart.
Oh, you said Target.
You said Target.
Oh, sorry, I meant to say Walmart.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Walmart has a dangerous parking
lot. Walmart is exactly where I want to go at 10 p.m.
I haven't even finished this comment. All right. So. After 6:30, Walmart gets twice as uncomfy as normal, so I'd go to Target. But it also depends on how much of a rush I'm in and what I'm buying. If I need to pick up a shirt, hit me up with Target. If it's a lamp, I'd toss it
up. If he's going to say if it's a lamp, he would go to Walmart instead of Target, I'm going to lose it.
He said if it's a lamp, I'd toss it up, which he should have said it's a toss-up. But
which is shocking.
You don't toss up a lamp, it'll break.
There's this incredible Onion article that
and there's a zinger that ends us. Or if I need pictures printed, I'd go to Walmart.
Who needs pictures printed? Okay.
Me, and speaking, I do it at CVS.
Yeah, like a normal person.
Did you guys have a Xerox store near you? Like a
okay, this Kinko's is speaking of the FedEx. Target and Walmart.
I don't live in the 20th century.
Kinko's, JD. Oh my god! All right. Anyways, hey, speaking of the
Xerox.
Target or Walmart,
I mean, Xerox stores.
JD, Kinko's only exists in the movie Elf. I'm pretty much convinced.
I think I've been into Kinko's once. Oh.
They referenced the store Kinko's in the song "I'm on a Boat" by Lonely Island.
Okay. Oh my god, that's a good one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyways, back to that point of the furniture, the lamps. I would never buy a lamp at Walmart, but there's this great Onion article. It says Target dorm room essentials aisle being browsed exclusively by 30-year-old men with studio apartments. Do you know how much furniture I have in my dorm room right now that is from Target? Almost all of it?
Yeah, I'd say the majority of it? In my room are from Target.
Yeah, I would never buy furniture from Walmart. I mean, not furniture, but just home furnishings. It wouldn't even cross my mind.
Actually, I was at Target 2 weeks ago, and in the clearance aisle, which most of my suite is furnished with, mm-hmm. I found a fantastic doormat.
Oh.
So very rough, not really needed for an indoor suite, but nevertheless.
Very abrasive doormat?
Yes, very, yeah. Very abrasive.
Really like that on the bare feet. Yeah. Wake you up in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. So
abrasive, that sounds terrible.
It says, journey, roam, explore.
Wow, very inspiring.
Right in front of the bathroom door.
Journey, roam, explore, release.
Oh, all right. That's great. That's great.
Yeah, $5.
$5.
$5. We got our suite got an illegal microwave there for $35.
An illegal microwave?
Shh, don't know. That's actually.
Are there microwaves that aren't allowed here?
You're not allowed to have a microwave.
What about the microfridge?
You're allowed to have that.
You're allowed to have those.
That's a microwave.
Yeah, but it's on top of a fridge. They allow those.
It's not attached.
It has to be attached to the
fridge. They are attached.
It's attached?
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Oh. Well, I've got a legal microwave, too.
You guys should not be saying this. Do not. You criminals.
Pretty sure the house is like two legal microwaves.
We don't have chefs in our home, so.
No. Will Schneider lives in the DU house, and I basically live there, so.
Oh.
No,
jokes. Oh, yes, jokes. Forgot about this.
Well, Schneider's a chef.
Yeah. You guys have any final thoughts on this?
I have a few memes I want to go through.
Oh, I'd love to hear them.
That's fantastic. This one is a news. It's from a newscast, and the runner on the bottom says it's just a picture of Walmart, and it says. a woman. sorry, guys, I have to collect myself.
This must be
woman,
a dizzy.
Walmart woman glued to toilet, Wayne County.
What?
A woman was glued to a toilet at a Walmart. I want to see if I can find a story on this.
Is that real or is that?
She's got suctioned on there, like.
You guys remember that story that was like child of war? About the woman who sat in toilet seat too long and her butt just engulfed it.
Oh my God. All right, I found it. I found Huffington Post. Woman gets super glued to Walmart toilet.
Oh my, there was super glue on the seat?
And this was in New York, of course.
Someone just put it on there?
A woman literally, this is Huffington Post. A woman literally got caught in a sticky situation.
Great headline.
Disgusting. Imagine like reading the news about yourself and somebody's.
Sticky situation.
Some like.
That's the stickiest situation.
Meanwhile, your butt skin got ripped off.
To be fair, there is no stickier situation.
What if you're covered in peanut butter?
That's not stickier than super glue.
Okay, fine.
What if you're covered in peanut butter and super glue to the toilet seat?
So sticky. Oh,
that's
you're right.
Stickier situation.
Or are you covered in jelly? Covered in covered in soda?
What do you mean soda? Like a day old soda? Yeah, that'd be pretty sticky.
Oh, my God. She sat down in the toilet and couldn't get up for 60 minutes. The unidentified woman was using the restroom in the Monticello store earlier this month when she found that she was glued to the seat. That's an interesting word choice. You kind of like find yourself. that's not a good way to find yourself.
And also was glued to the toilet seat.
I don't know about you, but do you not check toilet seats before you sit down in them in public places?
I always wipe them once with a thingy.
If there's splash on the seat, then I will wipe it down before I sit myself.
Yeah, but you don't think that super glue would be anything to alarm you?
I'd probably see it.
She was probably in a rush. And
you know,
and
actually,
just
I meant to bring this
up. Just sat down and just.
There's a different. I think there's. This kind of fits into the whole like necessity. Like the people who go to Walmart are doing it as a necessity, whereas Target, it's not so much like people. People who are going to Target could have gone.
You're totally right.
People who go to Target could have gone to Walmart instead, and I think about this as something that Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David said in an episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, which is that like if you're smoking a cigarette, it doesn't look cool, but if you're smoking a cigar, it does look cool.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between the two is that if you're smoking a cigar, you're not in a rush. Like you've chosen to smoke that cigar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like if you're smoking a cigarette, it's like kind of like a quick thing. There's nothing like you're doing it as necessity because you're gonna like flip out if you don't smoke the cigarette. So I think the same thing goes to Target and Walmart. Like the Target, like you've chosen to go there. Like you're not in a rush because when you go to Target, you're going to stay there for longer
Absolutely.
Than you needed to because you're going to find things that you didn't need and buy them.
Yeah. You want to get the hell out of Walmart as soon as you get in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can spare those
you go
few
to Walmart
extra
with
dollars to not get super glued to a toilet seat.
Yeah.
You know?
If Walmart doesn't have what I want, I'm out. I'm absolutely out. If Target doesn't have what I want, you know, I'll wander around.
Yeah, you bull a little bit, you know?
See what they have in food, see for snacks.
You bull a little bit, just a little bit. Just kind of like, hey, I'm going to hang on Target for a bit.
Find a comfy chair, read a book.
Like, if we had subtitles for this, like, we would have to include the bee emoji, and, like, that makes kind of make me mad. If we're bulling up.
I think people can infer that the bee emoji would be there.
Jesus.
Bulling.
Paramedics were called to the scene of the oh, my God. They didn't call it. Oh, Jesus.
What?
The Huffington Post. The paramedics were called to the scene of the grime.
Are you serious?
100%.
I hate. Can we stop? I hate that.
After someone heard the woman screaming from the toilet.
Freaking Christ.
They needed an hour to remove her from the toilet with the toilet seat still attached to her buttocks.
Oh.
That's incredible. That's exactly how I wanted that to go.
The seat was removed from the lady's posterior in a hospital emergency room.
Did they have like an anti-serum?
I had
for super glue?
What?
Probably just nail polish remover.
My God.
Nail polish remover.
I'm skipping a paragraph, but this isn't the first time someone was glued to a toilet seat at Walmart.
Incredible.
The same thing happened on March 31st to a man in Maryland. So this was in June 28th, 2012. So three months earlier.
That's something's.
That's a serial toilet gluer.
And he only frequents Walmarts.
Because he has to.
It'd be so easy to do something nefarious in a Walmart bathroom.
Absolutely. It absolutely would.
Smoke crack.
Super glue people to the toilet seats.
Super glue. Oh,
okay, I have five more Target or Walmart memes to
go through. Let's see
them. Actually, and I also have a BuzzFeed list of like 12 Target memes. So whether or not we'll do those, I don't know. But
okay.
All right. I'm at Walmart and I overheard a frat boy answer the phone with, quote, "Sup, you little bad bitch," end quote. And a couple seconds later, he said, "I miss you too, mom."
Oh, man.
Incredible.
People watching
at Walmart. That makes me so sad.
Sup, you little
bad bitch. Yeah, do a little. What do you think that guy's childhood was like to where he could talk to his mother like that? I mean, obviously, ended up in a Walmart.
Maybe they just
get
a great rapport. Yeah. I don't know. You know, maybe just a really cool mom.
So cool. Such a bad bitch, dude. Oh.
Disgusting. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to skip the rest of the Walmart ones. We'll see if.
I will say that there's a factor, like, it's an X factor, if you will, to Walmart that Target doesn't have, and it's that if I was going to huff glue somewhere.
You know what? Put that on the list. Add a little check next to it for Walmart. Places to huff glue.
Because people were...
places to do drugs.
Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do drugs. And I'm talking, if you drink... Are you going to drink in a Target? I drink wine in a Target.
I would drink beer in a Walmart.
Because that's just mom experience.
Out of all
drinking
department
wine
stores...
wine in a Target?
Glass of wine, Target run.
Are you more likely to drink wine at Macy's or Kohl's?
Fuck.
Macy's. Kohl's is definitely a beer place.
Kohl's
is like a shotgun behind the rack and then go pick out your jeans. I don't know.
I feel like Bob's.
That sounds awfully specific. Do you have experience with that?
No comment on that one.
I feel like Bob's, you would go in and they would hand you
what
a 40.
What is Bob's?
Bob's?
Discount furniture store?
No, Bob's Clothing.
What? Bob's? Why do you go to a place called Bob's Clothing?
There's a chain. It's just Bob's. It's like Old Navy.
Bob's.
No, because Old Navy has its own brand. Have any Bob's brand things. It's all other brands. But it's a whole clothing store.
I don't know if I believe you.
Bob's doesn't sound real to me.
It is.
Trying to pull a fast one on us?
Wasn't that fast.
Obviously, because we caught it.
So. I think Bob's should stick to the discount furniture.
My Bob's. Tempur-Pedic. Bob-a-pedic.
Stop it.
That's what he says.
Okay. What else we got here? All right, let's read this one out loud.
This is just mostly for you. It just kind of connects to something you were saying earlier.
This is a BuzzFeed article. What's the BuzzFeed article called?
21 tweets about Target or something.
Okay. It says, when you're booling, shopping at Target, and hear, "Good evening, guests. The time is 11, and we are now closed." And the picture is, you know that primal SpongeBob? Kind of like when you're like, oh, damn, like, what? You know?
I mean, I kind of put you in a hard place right there to explain a meme, but you're doing
I don't
great.
Really know how to...
Yeah, I know.
Primal SpongeBob's definitely a step in the right direction.
Yeah, Primal yeah, SpongeBob.
People get it.
Everything else is a blur in the background.
You know what? When that message goes off, a couple things go through my head. It's either, all right, I get out of here, or I got to stay here, you know?
So first of all, I'm going to say, I only handed that to you so I could hear you say Boolin again, because it's very funny to hear you say Boolin.
Of course.
It's a great word. And secondly, there's been like a trend among like obnoxious YouTubers over the summer where they try to stay somewhere overnight when they close.
No way. Where do they go? Just hide in the bathroom?
Yeah. So I guess it depends. But like for these like total bad, she's really obnoxious. It's like teenage
like
types.
It, yeah.
Yeah. So they try to stay overnight in a Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh,
by hiding in the
playpen, like where you kind of
like the playpen, like the tunnel, like
kind of like the human hamster.
Yeah, yeah. So they tried to hide in there.
Yeah,
and they did end up getting caught, but it was like a half hour saga of them like going
scurrying around in the tubes.
These like 25-year-old guys, like who are.
What do you do? You're a worker. You work at Chuck E. Cheese, so you're obviously probably pretty upset by the end of the day, you know. And there's just a couple of YouTubers. Booling in your
creeps.
Yeah, in your
in my book, if I'm working at Chuck E. Cheese, they're creeps.
How do you get them out?
The manager saw them
physically. Like,
it's like you see.
I'm not gonna pull a 25-year-old man out of a.
He spoke in a stern tone of voice, and they scurried.
I don't usually do it.
Yeah,
it's very underrated. A lot of those YouTubers probably never got a lot of stern talking to.
Wow,
just a little bit of parenting.
Wow, things took a turn for they took a turn there.
They did. Yeah, it's a good one. That voice is. Do you think it's an actual woman in every store, or it's just the same?
You think?
Oh well, like the it's over closed.
The yeah. Do you think it's just like a recording that all Targets used?
I'm not familiar. I've never been at a Target while it's closed. And like with the stores I've been to, what is before closing, it's usually like somebody speaking over the.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, that would have been nice to have at Dick's. People just stayed there. Fuck. Oh my god. But yeah.
Yeah, you said Dick's and fuck in the same
way. Yeah, I'm really killing it.
Sorry if you're. Under the
to our one listener. Hi, Simone.
Love you, Simone.
Does Simone listen to these?
She listened to our last one.
Nice.
Wow.
So should we thank our sponsors?
Yeah, absolutely. Huge Simone. Thank you to Simone.
Nice.
Thanks.
thanks for the listen.
Big bucks coming out of this one.
We have to get a sponsorship by Squarespace. I think that's what all podcasts do.
It's true. Mm.
Yeah.
Audible,
who do we contact for that?
I'll call Blue Apron.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or
Sonos.
Or MeUndies.
I don't know. About
that. I think
I hear that sometimes.
Harry's.
There's some mattress that's always on there. One of those like inflatable mattresses that you like ship.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big podcast sponsor.
Audible.
Mattress Firm.
Don't even.
They have so much money they could afford.
Whatever happened with that? Does anyone know? Because they were under investigation for money.
They made it. They made the story disappear, Luke.
I get nervous every time I pass a mattress firm. I seriously do. I'm afraid people are watching.
Why would they be watching you, Luke?
I don't know. Because they know I'm onto them.
Oh right. Yeah,
they
know. Oh, once this podcast hits the internet waves.
It's a life I chose to leave. Yeah.
Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. The mattress firm.
Mattress firm.
you're on a bed. You're in bed. God.
Mattress firm. That's good stuff.
All right. I think on that note.
Yeah.
I have been Neil McInerney.
It's been Luke D'Andrea.
I continue to be JD Kennedy.
Thank you for listening.